of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
And I know that in this meeting tonight, God will bless somebody. And if that person is you, let me hear your loud amen. If you were here on Sunday and you were blessed like I was blessed, let me hear you shout a big hallelujah. If you were not here on Sunday, you missed a lot. And tonight, I know God will bless us again in Jesus' name. We have been on our running team for the month on divine lifting. And tonight, I know God will yet bless somebody and lift the person up in the name of Jesus. Divine lifting is very good, but we'll be talking about something that is very important tonight, called sustaining divine lifting. Sustaining divine lifting. You can also call it divine lifting sustenance. Sustaining divine lifting, or you can also call it divine lifting sustenance. Praise the Lord. To be lifted is good, but to be sustained in that high position, or to be sustained by being continuously lifted, is more important. And God has made it very clear to us that He is our lifter. In Psalm 75, verse 6 to 7, Psalm 75, verse 6 to 7, the Bible tells us that promotion cometh not from the east and the west and the south, but God is the judge of all. He pulleth one down and He lifted up another. He pulleth down one and He setteth up another. You are the one that God will lift up today in Jesus' name. Joseph was in a foreign land, yet God blessed him and God lifted him. Lifting is good, but to sustain that lifting is very important. Looking through the scripture, we saw many people that God lifted, but eventually they came down. Looking through the scripture, we saw many people that God raised up, but eventually they become people of the floor. You will never be on the floor in the name of Jesus. I say you will never be on the floor in the name of Jesus. So tonight I want you to pay very rapt attention, because all you have been taught in the course of the month about lifting, this will help you to continue to stay at that level that Jehovah has placed you. You will not drop down in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. As a foundation tonight, things to remember when you are lifted. As a foundation tonight, things to remember when you are lifted. Number one is remember that you are placed there by God. Anywhere you are presently, you are placed there by God. John 15 verse 5. I'm the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I abide in him, the same will bring forth much, much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. You cannot get to where you want to be without me. You cannot be lifted without me. John 15 verse 5. Verse 5. You cannot do any, you cannot accomplish anything without me. You cannot get to your destination without me. Remember, when you are lifted, you were lifted by God. You were not lifted by your certificates. You were not lifted by your beauty or handsomeness. You were not lifted because you are qualified. You were lifted by God. Somebody say, I'm lifted by God. Somebody say, I'm lifted by God. And He will continue to lift you in the name of Jesus. You must always remember who is the person that is making your drum to sound. You must always remember who is behind the scene that is making you to enjoy your life. Number two thing to remember as a foundation tonight is that remember that you are placed there to protect God's interest. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26 and verse 29, talking about the story of David. When David saw Goliath, he was there and was referring to Goliath on the basis of his acknowledgement of God. He was there to protect the interest of God's kingdom. 1 Samuel 17, verse 26 and 29. And David spoke to the men that stood by him, saying, "What shall be done to the man that killed this Philistine and taketh away the reproach of from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" That was the reason why David killed Goliath. He wanted to defend the interests of God's kingdom. Go to verse 29. He didn't do it because he wanted to pose that he was a good fighter. And the people, thank you, Lord. And David said, "What have I now done? Is there not a cause? Is there not a reason for me to defend God's kingdom? Is there not a reason for me to fight here? Can't you see somebody that is defiling the kingdom of God?" Can't you? Because at that time, if you read the first verse, 1 Samuel chapter 17 from verse 1, the Bible says, Goliath and his people, they were just doing braggadocio. They were just posing. The Bible says, now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at that place. Now go to the next verse. Please. Thank you, Lord. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood in the mountain on one side and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistine named Goliath of Gath, whose height was this and that. Go on, please. And he had an helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of his coat was they came prepared. They came prepared, and they were trying to intimidate the children of Israel. But the Bible says, when David got there, he got there by mistake. He was just sent there. And when he got there, he said, "What's happening here? Why is this person defiling the children of God like this? Why is this speaking against the children of God like this?" He said, "You, this small boy, 17-year-old boy, we, the big men, we are here. We can't confront Goliath." He said, "Forget it. Is there not a reason for me to defend God's kingdom here? Isn't there a justification?" So when you are lifted, remember that you are lifted to defend God's interest. Somebody say, to defend God's interest. To defend God's interest. God will give you the grace in the name of Jesus. You also notice that when Esther was lifted, she was lifted to defend, she was there to defend the interest of Mordecai and the Jews. She stood. She said, "If I perish, I perish. I must confront this evil." Anytime God lifts you, it is not for your sake alone. It is for you to defend the kingdom of God. It is for you to stand for the kingdom of God. And number three, as a foundation this evening, remember to use your position to project God's kingdom. Matthew 6 verse 33. Remember that when you are lifted, it is to project or to advance the kingdom of God. Matthew 6 verse 33. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you." Your lifting will only be sustained if the lifting has a benefit to God's kingdom. If it is projecting God's kingdom. If there is no benefit to God's kingdom with your lifting, you are not using your position for God, you are not using your money for God, then there's no reason why God should sustain that lifting. You will never be on the ground again. I'll be showing you some very serious things tonight. I'll be showing you why some people have been doing very well before in life, and suddenly they become nobodies. I'll be showing you tonight. I'll be showing you why some people were so blessed in the past. Number one in the family, number two, number three. Suddenly you cannot see them even on number 100. As from today, your lifting will be continuous. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18 says, for the path of the just like a shining light, it shineth more and more until the perfect day. That will be your testimony. I say that will be your testimony. Quickly tonight, keys to sustaining divine lifting. What are the keys that will sustain your divine lifting? Number one is embrace the fear of God. Psalm 128 verse 1 and 2. Psalms 128 verse 1 and 2. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. It will be well with you in Jesus' name. If you want your lifting to be sustained, walk in the fear of God. Let the fear of God be in your heart. Let the fear of God be paramount in your heart. Why were some people on top before, suddenly they become nobodies? When they didn't have money, the wife was with them. When they had money, they used leg to kick her out and bring a 18-year-old. Say, this one, the blood is very cool. My wife, the blood is already hot. So they used leg to kick the girl out, the madam out, and bring the girl in. And then the judge of all rises. Working in a place, the company's total capital for their business is 100 million. Then you steal 99 million out of it. You leave 100 million, you leave 1 million for them to continue to run their business. The fear of God is a protector of destiny. Don't worry about what is going on in Nigeria. Don't bother yourself about all the evil going on everywhere. All those people, they will still suffer. You will see it. It will be your life to see it. Take money. Take 500 million. Do roads. And you pocket 470 million out of it. You use 30 million to do roads. Within 30 days, the roads are already spoiled. And people are dying on the road. And you think the person will not suffer? Their lifting will never be sustained. It cannot be sustained. Never. The fear of God must be in our heart if you want long-term lifting. Lifting that is there. Somebody travels 5 years, they come back, they see you, you are still blessed. They come back 10 years, they see you are still blessed. That's the kind of lifting that God wants for you. Not a short-term lifting. Not lifting of Yahoo lifting. They say you only have money for 7 years. After 7 years, you are gone. Then within that 7 years, he has 700 girlfriends. He's popping champagne every Friday. He didn't know that he has an alignment with the devil that within 7 years is gone. Your lifting will not be a short-term lifting. I say your lifting will not be a short-term lifting. If you want to sustain the blessing of God on your life, let the fear of God rule your spirit. Let the fear of God rule your heart. Let the fear of God be something very important. Once you are doing something, your conscience is telling you this thing is not good. It means that it's not good. What is not good, ask no, or not no two words to it. It's not good. Once your conscience is telling you this thing is not good, stop it. It means that act, that behavior is not good. Your spirit is telling you this is not good. From today, the fear of God will be the order of the day in your life. I say the fear of God will be the order of the day in your life. Say louder, amen. I'm talking about keys to sustaining divine lifting. Number two is willingness to embrace hard work. The position of being at the top, or just quoting Deuteronomy 28 verse 13, I shall be the head and not the tail, is not the ultimate. Being at the top is a call to hard work. Being at the top is a call to adequate input. Little input, little output. Proverbs 22 verse 29, see that with man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings and not ordinary men. Your desire to be hardworking is a call for lifting. Every boss is looking for hardworking staffs. Every organization, they are looking for people who are hardworking, who are dedicated. Your being hardworking doesn't mean that you are carrying things and your back is breaking or your hands. It's just working smart, having results. You work to the extent that you have results. The person that gave you the assignment is glad. Don't just say, you know, some people deceive themselves and say, I know I'm working hard. I know. No. Result is what terminates insult. Don't assume that you are doing well. Ask your boss if you are doing well. If you know you really want to know you are doing well, ask your boss, am I doing well? Is there any area I can improve? Is there something I'm not doing right? If you have a fear to ask your boss if you are doing well, you are not doing well. If you are confident, go to your boss. Am I really doing well? Am I doing what you sent me to do? Am I adding value? Because if you are not adding value, you are losing value. You can't be neutral. If you want to sustain lifting, be ready to embrace hard work. No lifted person sleeps 8 hours. You can't see it. Just show me one global leader or one person of serious impact in this world that sleeps 8 hours. How will they be able to sleep it? Because if you sleep 8 hours, by the time you are like 60, it means that 20 years has been spent on the bed sleeping. By the time you are 90, you spend 30 years on the bed. You can't sustain lifting like that. Lifting is hard work. Have you ever seen any first class student that spends Friday, Saturday, Sunday clubbing and doesn't refuse to go for lecture on Monday and is still on first class? If you have seen one, let me know. First class student. First class student requires first class price. First class student requires a first class price. Hard work is the cure for hard life. If your desire is lifting, watch your prayer very well. Because by the time you get to where you are really lifted, you will see that the demands of being lifted is phenomenal. Because at that point, you are now accountable to many people. Many people are asking for your attention. Your wife, your children, your family members. Maybe you are in an organization. Organizations, people are asking for your attention. Maybe you are a global leader. The entire globe is asking for your attention. If your desire is to be lifted, get set to put in the sickle of labor. I'm not one of those pastors that will just tell you that, don't worry. As you are going home now, you just don't do any work. You just see money on the floor. If you see money on the floor, and you did not work for it, and you pick it, it can be Yahoo Yahoo boy money. You know, there's some money they drop on the floor that when people pick it, they turn to goat. You just turn to goat. The person will just come and take the neck of the goat and take it into the house. That will never be your portion. I said, that will never be your portion. You know, in Nigeria, we see all kinds of things. We see all kinds of things. All kinds of things here. I know hard work still pays. And I pray for you today that grace to be hardworking be released upon each one in the name of Jesus. That grace to be hardworking be released upon each one in the name of Jesus. Anyone that wants to be at the top, be ready for real work. Be ready for real work, as in real work. Because to sustain your lifting, you have to do more work than the work you did to start the lift, to start being lifted. The higher you go, the higher the work. People think the people at the top, they're just enjoying. They're just enjoying. They're just eating free food. They're just enjoying. They're just enjoying. When you get there, you will know what it means. The cost of being at the top one of the fundamental costs is the cycle of hard work. Number three, keys to sustaining divine lifting is be committed to serving God and the interest of his kingdom as a lifestyle. Be committed to serving God and the interest of his kingdom as a lifestyle. Again, Matthew 6 verse 33. Be committed to serving God and the interest of his kingdom as a let your lifestyle be a lifestyle of service to humanity. The Bible was speaking about David. He said, after David has served his generation, you are serving your generation, you are also serving God. Last week when I was speaking about divine lifting through love for your nation, I spoke about the issue of service to the nation, having impact in your field. But this one, I'm talking about service to God. You serve God. You are not involved in eye service. You are involved in stewardship. You know what a steward does? A steward is always there to serve the person that is there to serve. Always. You just do like this and the steward will come. That's what they call a steward. You must be available that God can call you at any time. Come and sing. Come and preach. Come and go to children's church for me. Come and sweep. Go to the engineering and work there for some. You must be like, well, when you are too busy. You are too busy for God. God said, don't let me leave this guy to a level whereby I will not even see his face at all. Let me just keep him at this low level. God, at this level, he doesn't have time for me. At this level, he doesn't have... If I now lift him up, he has forgotten me, Tete. There are some people, on the day they have political appointment, that is the day they forget church. They say, I'm now the SSA to the governor, to the executive governor, His Excellency. So, because of that, no more service in church. I appreciate politicians and I appreciate those who are in power. I have a few of them as my friends. But they can never compare themselves with my God at all. If they call me for meeting and God calls me for meeting, I cut off their meeting instantly with immediate alacrity. And they know it. There was a former governor who was quite close to me, and he was telling somebody, he said that since he became governor, I've only been to his house once when he was about to be sworn in, just to congratulate him. After that, I never went there. He said he has not seen me, and he was there for 8 years. 8 good years, I didn't go there. Because the God I have is enough for me. It's enough for me. 8 years, we didn't see you. He was just enjoying his life, and I was enjoying mine. If your desire is to serve God's interest and to serve him faithfully, he will bless you mercilessly. He will bless you so well that you will be aghast. Don't ever get to a point in your life where you are above serving God. Don't. Don't ever get to a point in your life where God begins to compete with something. God is competing with your job, or God is competing with your career, or God is competing with leisure. Man U is playing. Church is having a Thanksgiving service. Man U, Thanksgiving. Man U, Thanksgiving. Man U. And this Man U, one might not be able to watch the game. Let me just go there. Don't do that. Don't do that. Be wise. Turn to your neighbor and say, be wise. Be wise. Be wise. Arsenal is playing football. So because of that, you stop the service. May the Lord give us understanding. Once you get to that level where God's things are paramount in your heart, you are made for lifting. God will never shift your level beyond the level where he knows that you will be consistent in serving him. He can kill you. If God knows that if he gives you a lot of money, women are in trouble. You might not have money. I'm sorry to say. If he knows that if he gives you money, Solomon is coming behind you. He might not give you money. If God knows that if he gives you money, the only thing you'll be thinking about, what's the name of that head they say they are doing now? Bone straight is in trouble. That's the only thing you'll be thinking of. You have more than 25 types of bone straight. God will say, before this person will go straight to hell, fire, let me leave her. Let her just be managing this small shop. Let the interest of God and his kingdom be your heart. Do you know why some women's husbands have not been serving God? The women themselves, they're not serving God. If as a woman you're not serving God, what do you expect? You know, men, they have the tendency to sway a lot. Men have a tendency to sway out of God's will a lot. So if you are a woman, you are not serving God, I don't know what to say about your matter. Serving God will sustain your leadership status. To sustain you, it will make your lifting a continuous thing. Mark it, all the days of your life, your lifting will be continuous. I say your lifting will be continuous. I say your lifting will be continuous. Number four, how do you sustain your lifting? Is keep improving. Keep improving. Keep improving yourself. Keep reading. Don't ever get to a level in life where you think you are above getting of knowledge. Any area of your assignment, beloved, keep improving in that area. If you are a tailor, give it your best. If you are an accountant, a doctor, an engineer, a pastor, whatever God has placed in your hand, get knowledge in that area. How do you think Daniel was able to sustain his continual leadership? Daniel chapter 9 verse 2. I, Daniel, understood by books. Daniel chapter 9. Verse 2. He understood because he was addicted to reading. He was a reader. He was improving. How do you sustain your lifting? Keep improving. How can you say you are a structural engineer? You don't have any materials on structural engineering. The way they build before is different from now. If you are using a cake style now, you can't sell. Anything that is not improving will soon lose relevance. Anyone that is not improving will soon lose relevance. That's why in everything you are doing, you must strive to improve. Can you imagine if what I preach mercilessly here on Sunday by God's grace? If I'm preaching the same thing here now, you just be looking at me. I gave several points. Several illustrations. Some of them we laughed. We did everything here on Sunday. I now come here again today. And I said, Grace, we are here to discuss grace again. And then I begin to mention the point, the same thing again. You get bored. But there's not one thing repeated on Sunday that will be repeated again today. Neither will it be repeated next Sunday. It takes a lot of seeking of knowledge. Day and night. It's not just gotten from the floor. It's not browsing on the internet. Keep looking for knowledge. Daniel was a reader. He was always at the top. He kept learning. Increase his capacity. Increase your capacity if you want to sustain your leadership. Increase your capacity. Stretch yourself so that you can make a spread. Until you stretch, you can't spread. Stretch your knowledge base. Settle down to read. Get latest materials in your field of assignment. Latest materials in your field of assignment. Keep doing courses if you can do it. If you can go for a master's degree, why not? If you can go for a PhD degree, why not? Keep improving yourself. Don't ever let anybody meet you 3 months at the same level without any new knowledge. New knowledge? Within 3 months, you didn't acquire any new knowledge? No. Your knowledge base determines your asset base. So if your asset base is not your knowledge, it means that you are not improving yourself. Your bosses are not seeing anything new coming out. And if they are not seeing anything new, there's nothing for them to lift you up to go. I mean, because your resources will be pursuing your knowledge base. As you are increasing in knowledge, you will be increasing in execution of that knowledge, and resources will be pursuing you. Your lifting will be going. From today, nobody here will be on the same spot 3 months running again. Everybody here will have good desire for knowledge in the name of Jesus. Wow, I have to move very fast now. Things you must avoid to stay lifted. Things you must avoid to stay lifted. I'll give us 5 of that, and then we'll go to pray tonight. Anybody that wants to stay lifted, there are some things you must avoid if you must stay lifted. Number one is you must reject arrogance. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 16 to 17. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 16 to 17. Anybody that will be lifted must reject arrogance. Now, remember who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. That thou say in thy heart, my power and my might of my hand had gotten me this wealth. That is, don't ever get to the level where you say, I got to this status in life because of my power and my might. That's what the Bible is trying to say there. Don't ever get to a level where you say, it's because I'm the most beautiful out of my sisters. That's why I was the first to get married. Don't ever get to that point in life. Everything you are and you will ever be is because let me tell you something. If you want to be lifted always, anytime something good happens to you, acknowledge God for it. Anytime something good happens to you, acknowledge God for it. Anytime people are praising you and say, thank God, you are looking good. Don't say, it's because of the nice things I'm eating, shawarma, gizdodo, foriro, nkonkon. Those are the things that are, if you eat it too, you will be okay. So many people are eating it. They are nowhere to be found. So many people are eating good food. Yeah, they are not looking good. So that's why your gizdodo, you can still be looking quite shocked. If not for the grace of God, God made it to enter and made it to digest and made it to come out with a good skin on your body. Hello. Arrogance must not be around us. We must always acknowledge God. This your car is nice. Thank God. It's God. God is doing it for me. This your house is so nice. Your room is so nice. This room is very. How did you get this paint? I really thank God. God, that's how to be a lifted person. But when you say, my room is now, I imported it. I got it from Lekki. It's from Lekki that I got that paint. The best designer painter in Lekki came to do it all the way from Lagos. That's why. I always use designer things, designer watch, designer. Everything here is designer. God said, okay, I will design you with slap now. I will soon design you with slap now. So it's designer that is helping you do all these things. Okay. Let me leave you small. One day, God saw Satan and said, how now? Where are you coming from? He said, I'm coming from to and fro. I think that's Job chapter 1, verse 8 and 9 and 10 or so. He said, I'm coming from to and fro. He said, have you observed my servant Job? Job chapter 1, verse 9. He said, have you observed him? He's a man that hated evil. He ensued evil. They will say, why won't he be? Why won't he ensure evil? You have guarded him. You have covered him. You have protected him. It's the protection of God that is making you do like this. If he removes the protection just 1 minute, you'll be shocked. God will not withdraw his protection from you. God will not withdraw his security from you. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. One day we finished church service on Sunday and I had a meeting in Minna, in Niger State. So after the meeting, I took my driver and we got there. And one of our members here called me to say, I was really blessed this afternoon, sir, by the message. I said, I'm in Minna. He said, me. Did you take security? I said, security. God is my security. I did not take any security because I know who is protecting me. That same person will continue to protect you. That same God will continue to protect you. I've told you several stories of how God has protected us, both in the air and on the ground. And I know, as God liveth, he will continue to protect all of us in Jesus' name. Things you must avoid to stay lifted. Trying to please everybody. That's number two. If you want to be lifted in life, stop trying to please everybody. Trying to please everybody is to displease yourself and to displease God. It's a fool that's a friend of everybody. You can't be a friend of everybody. When you say, everybody's my friend, it means you're a fool. You can love everybody, but not everybody can be your friend. Somebody whose life is in dissonance with your life, how can you be a friend of such person? You can love the person for salvation purposes, but not that the person is now your intimate friend. For iron sharpeneth iron. Proverbs 27 verse 17. If you are an iron, you should look for an iron that will sharpen you. Not somebody who doesn't care about God. Don't try to please everybody if you want to stay lifted. If you try to please everybody, you will drop. Be decisive. Somebody say be decisive. Be decisive. Be decisive. Be decisive. Be decisive. Be decisive. You saw a young lady. You are lifted as a married woman. You saw a young lady maybe brought to your house by your husband. He said it's from the village. He's her cousin. And you are not yet sure. And the person is wearing micro mini in your house. And you are always putting wrapper up and down. And then you go to work by 7. Your husband doesn't go to work. He does afternoon duty. He's at home till 2 with this girl in the house. You don't know her status. You don't know anything. And then your spirit is telling you, let this girl leave the house. Then you say, no. Let her be there. By the time you quickly come back home, you see her ass. Skirt even went up further. And your husband is there. You want to please her. They want to drop you from your house to be that. You can't please everybody. There are sometimes you take decisions. Somebody say decision. You take a decision. No. Somebody is coming to your house as a young lady. Doesn't have any. The guy doesn't have any meaning. You don't know what he's planning. Is it that he wants to date me? Is he wants to marry me or what? You don't even know what is. All he comes to do is to eat your black amala. Say, I just like black amala. It's your place. I get it. I just like it. Coming to eat free food every day. And you can't take decision. Has never given you something in return. Or just like a consumer. Consumer International Limited. You have to take a decision. Or else they will just be decisive. If you want to stay lifted, if you want to please everybody, they will drop you on the floor. Number three, things you must not do if you want to stay lifted. Never be a part of the downfall of another person. Never hunt for another person to go down. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. Somebody's here, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever we sow, that's what we are going to reap. Don't be deceived. Don't be a part of the destruction of a fellow human being. Don't do it. Don't gang up with others to pull down somebody, to destroy somebody's reputation. What goes around, it what? Comes around. You know why I always am so happy and glad in this church? I know this church is part of the churches that Christ will meet when he returns. Because as a privileged son and servant of God in this church, I have never been a part of the destruction, semi-destruction of any ministry. And I've been involved in several ministries, serving there. Some people, they want to start a church. They will close down the church where they told them to go and pastor. They will move all the congregation to their own church. They will even pack the chairs. They will pack the fan. Pack everything. And start a new church. Or they will use the same church where they were before. They will remove the name of the former church. They will change the name. How? Where is the conscience? Where is the conscience? Don't do that. Don't be a part of the destruction of somebody else's investment, somebody else's lifeline, somebody else's labor. Conjure with others to destroy. No, because there is no way. Before the person dies, he will repeat. He will repeat. He's sure. All the organizations where I'd worked when I'm about to resign, I will be begging them, please let me go, please. They say, no, you can't go. You're okay, please. Because I know if I just behave rashly and behave, as I have my certificate, I can leave whenever I want. I'm gunning for trouble. So I'll be begging them, please. They say, okay, we now release you. You can go. Not that I just, one day I went for a program in Lagos, and a lady that we used to work together in the same bank, I met her, and then she said, I've left that place sometime ago. I said, eh. He said, one day, and her husband is very rich, a very big man. He said, one day I just woke up. I just felt somehow. Why will I be waking up and be going to work and just be getting gone? What am I even looking for? I just didn't go. I just switched off my line. 3 days, I didn't put on my phone. And later, they just called me. Like, what's going on? I said, I'm not coming again to your organization. I shook my head like this. And we met in a minister's conference. Hallelujah was the loudest out of all the ladies around us. Hallelujah! Praise God! Sometimes our Christianity is full of mediocrity. Somebody else's assignment, somebody else's work, you just use leg to scatter it, just move on. It's not a big deal. If in Nigeria, I ain't shit now. Don't do that. Young ladies here, don't be a part of the downfall of another man's house, another woman's house. Don't do it. Don't invest your energy in the destruction of somebody else's home. Don't do it. Don't. It's because once you are invested into such a thing, you are calling for trouble. You are calling for trouble. My prayer for everyone here tonight is that the discipline to behave right, receive it in the name of Jesus. I said number one is what? Sorry? I didn't hear you. Reject arrogance. Number two, trying to please everybody. Number three, never be a part of the downfall of somebody else. Don't conspire with others to shred somebody to pieces, somebody's character behind the person. She's a bad girl. She's a this. She has done abortion 15 times. Were you there? Were you there? Eh? He's a bad person. Were you there? In my place, they say, Mr. Falano, carry your own cross. Mr. Falano, carry your own cross. It is your own cross you are supposed to carry. I know you know that proverb very well. Eh? Uh-huh. Carry your own cross. Number four, thing you must not do if you want to remain sustained is avoid alternatives. Reject and avoid alternatives to God. God is a jealous God. If you are ever going to get the best of God, don't let God have rival in your life. My wife knows I love her very much, but the love I have for her can never be, the love I have for God is not in, they can't be compared with the love I have for her. God is not a person that you love as much as you love somebody. No. He gave you that person in the first place. He loved your job more than God. He gave you the job. If he likes, he can withdraw it. He's a jealous God. God is not a kid. You just put him aside. And when I have time, I'll get back to you, man. God, I'll be back, man. Just relax in that corner, man. No. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 19. And it shall come to pass, if thou forget the Lord, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 19. Are you there? And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. The perish there is not death. The perish there is that I will bring you down. The perish there, if you check other versions, is not that I will kill you, no. God is not saying, if you begin to treat me like I'm not a nobody, I will kill you. No. He's saying that if you treat me with little, if you treat me as a nobody, I will bring you down. 1 Samuel 2 verse 30b. He that honors me, I will honor. He that despises me, I will lightly esteem him. That's what the Bible is saying. If you esteem me, I will esteem you. If you treat me like, forget it. He said, I will just show you that I'm the person that is helping you. Don't have an alternative to God. If God help me, I'll stay with him. If he doesn't, I'll go to my village and collect something. God can't lift you. If God give me husband, fast, I will be glad. If he doesn't give me husband, I will get something and put it in my eye so that when I do like this, the man will bring out ring. He will go to market sharp and buy ring and give me ring. The day the thing on his face will remove, he will remove the ring and throw it away. He will throw it inside the toilet and flush it. He said, go to the soccer way and break your ring and flush it. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs 10 verse 22, it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow. It's not as if you can't get alternative somewhere, but you know that alternative is inferior. Someone say inferior. It's inferior. What God can give you is the authentic. Authentic. Avoid alternatives. Don't let anything be compared with God in your life. God first. God first. God first. God first. God first. God first. Anything, God first. When you collect salad, God first. My tithe. When you want to take a decision, God first. Will this work allow me to serve God? Will this work not take away Sunday from me? Will this work not take away my ability to be able to fast? If I'm working in a place where they are producing something that is not ethical now, and they even give me free bottles. They give me free bottles. I once got a job in Guinness. I don't know if you know Guinness in Obakra. There. Very high ranking job. I say, hey, Guinness. So if they give me they will be giving you free bottles of Guinness to take home. Or maybe you are in board, you are in management meeting. You just sit down there. And they say, you come and speak about your product. Come and promote your products. I'll be promoting alcohol. As a born again Christian. I say, no, I don't think I want to. I'm grateful to God today. If I had taken that job, I don't know how many millions he wants to give me. I'm not rich, but I'm not begging. And there's somebody here today, God will give you the grace to take the right steps in the name of Jesus. All these things I'm saying, it's not as if it's easy. But you must know that it is gameful. So you must not avoid them. They are gameful. They have a benefit for your destiny. Well, let me just give you one more point, then we go to pray. I'm speaking about things you must avoid if you want to stay lifted. And I just finished talking about avoiding an alternative. Let me give you one more. Avoid compromise. Avoid compromise. Compromise is doing just a little below what you know is right. That's compromise. Just a little below what you know is right. That's compromise. It is lowering your standard in order to accommodate something inferior. Lowering your standard to accommodate something inferior. Lowering your standard. Lowering your standard to accommodate something inferior. Compromise is acting below acceptable standards. Acting below acceptable standards. If you want lifting, avoid compromise. Avoid compromise. I remember the story of one guy. He was sent to Kaduna with a driver to go for an assignment. And then when they got to Kaduna, they looked for a place to stay. Then they came back to Ilorin and got receipts. They went to make receipts and did claims to the office that they slept in a hotel throughout their stay there. And so when the company got the receipt, auditors were prompted to just check. So they contacted the auditors also in Kaduna to find out, to go to the hotel. And there was no hotel like that in existence. They searched and searched and searched. There was nothing like that. They saw that it was a fraud. They compromised on this. They were sacked on the spot. They begged everybody that was beggable. They did not. Nobody agreed. Compromise always affects our lifting. If you want to sustain your lifting, avoid compromise. When you compromise your integrity, you will end up with mediocrity. If you compromise your integrity, you end up with mediocrity. When you compromise your character, you end up with disaster. So you must, if your decision is that I want to be at the top, I want to be lifted, avoid compromise. There are standards. Standards in your company, standards in your church, standards in your community. Don't drop below the standard. Don't circumvent the standard. Don't use Nigerian ways of doing things. Use God's way. Let your conscience be your guide. And you will see that you will just be going up. They were searching for Daniel to look for how to pull him down. They could not get. They said, the only way we can destroy this Daniel is through his God. Daniel chapter 6 verse 10. He said, we know he is going to pray 3 times a day as he has been doing before. Daniel 6 verse 10. And the Bible says, he went to pray. He went to pray as he has been doing before. The Bible says, he opened his window wide and he prayed as he has been doing that for time before. And that was where they got him. They took him to the lion's den, but God appeared for him. Maybe you are in the lion's den of life today. And your enemies think that it is over for you. I say to you prophetically that you are going to come out without a scratch in Jesus' name. I say you are going to come out without a scratch in Jesus' name. Maybe people have compromised against you because you decided to stand for God. You refuse to carry, to be involved in Yahoo Yahoo. You refuse to be involved in carrying sugar daddies and sugar mommies. You refuse to be involved in evil, and because of that, people now hate you. Don't worry. They can hate you, but they cannot do anything to you. But very soon, they will come and bow to you. I say very soon, they will come and bow to you. I say very soon they will come and bow to you. My prayer for you today is that your lifting shall be sustained. I say your lifting shall be sustained. You are the top now, you will yet be higher and higher. I say you are the top now, you will yet be higher and higher. God will be making you to progress more and more and more and more. I say God will be making you to progress more and more and more and more. Progress is your portion. Advancement is your portion. In the name of Jesus, you will never suffer setback. I say you never suffer setback. I say you never suffer a setback. The Lord will move you forward. The Lord will make you to advance. It might look as if your progress is slow today, but from today, God will give you speed. God will take you to a higher height. You will go from glory to glory. You will go from favor to favor. You will go from progress to progress. Among those that God will lift in 2021, you will be amongst the first 21. Among those that God will lift in 2021, you will be amongst them in the name of Jesus. Setback will not be your portion. Every setback for you becomes a setup for your lifting. The brothers of Joseph did a setback for him by selling him to slavery. They did not know they were setting him up for lifting. And from that same pit, he became a prime minister. I pray for you today. The setback you are going through now shall be a setup for your divine lifting. All the challenges you are going through now is a setup for your divine lifting. In your family, God will lift you. Among your friends, God will lift you. Among your colleagues, God will lift you. Your stand for God is a stand that will help you to go up. Your stand for God is a stand that will change your status. In the remaining days of February, it shall be well with you. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. I think Jesus deserves a big clap tonight. It's worthy.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.